You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Ryssdal. President Obama's final State of the Union address is in the book, and although it was light on specific policy promises, there was one. The president said he's putting Vice President Joe Biden in charge of a moonshot to help find a cure for cancer. Biden's gotten some of the credit for sending $264 million in research funding to the National Institutes of Health. Now, cancer experts hope Biden can help unlock patient data that could help researchers tremendously, but which right now is almost impossible to share. From our health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Statistics from the American Cancer Society predict 600,000 people will die from the disease this year, and 1.6 million men and women will be diagnosed. Behind each of those cases is data.
And that data is all exists now in electronic medical records, and that largely, for mostly proprietary reasons, don't communicate well with each other.
Dr. Richard Schilsky is the chief medical officer for the American Society of Clinical Oncology. Schilsky says there's a broad agreement the nation could speed up the development of new cancer treatments if researchers could get their hands on larger data sets. Julia Adler-Milstein from the University of Michigan would like to think this new initiative will grease the collaboration gears, but she's skeptical.
These big priorities then have to get trickled down through organizations who have to make decisions about where to spend their time and money.
Adler-Milstein says momentum could come from new regulations and tough talk from federal health officials. It could also come from tech heavyweights like Google and IBM jumping into the game. This week, Vice President Biden said the goal is to seize this moment. IBM's Deborah DiZanzo says to get there, those who profit from holding data must make sacrifices.
It is a hard problem. There's many, many different cancers, many, many different treatments for those cancers. And so we also have to have a bit of patience with us.
Patience and a mix of carrots and sticks to make business sense for organizations who today make money off of data. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
The president also talked a lot about how strong the economy is, but according to our Economic Anxiety Index, that's not how the public is seeing things. Check out what we found at marketplace.org.